Hello, hello, hello. Happy January. It is currently January 9th. Oh my gosh, my hands are so dry. I gotta put on some lotion. It is currently January 9th, Sunday, nearly Sunday afternoon. And I just wanted to pop on here and say hi to you guys and talk a little bit about the rest of my January plans for content creation, as well as maybe some future plans. So grab some coffee for yourself. Maybe you need to moisturize your hands too. It's so dry. It's so cold today. And it's gonna be so cold in the future. I'm just really cold right now also. I have been keeping my heat at 30. Oh my gosh, sorry, 62 Fahrenheit for the whole of like the first half of the winter, and I finally broke recently. I brought it up to like 65, 66, so you can tell that I'm starting to get really sick of the cold. And I turned my heat up recently, and that's just like my poor little eczema on my hands and my arms is all exacerbated. I need to run my humidifier a little bit more, I think. But it's so dry and so cold. Today I went to go get groceries and like the insides of my hands were cold for like 30 minutes afterwards. It was wild. But I've got myself my coffee. It's a little old now, but I have one of those metallic, like metal pots, insulated pots, so it stays warm a little sooner, a little longer, I mean. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a bit at my, like, not at my wit's ends, but man, am I encroaching on there. I'm pretty tired. It's been a really fast-paced, lots of stuff going on in my personal life since Christmas. It's just been lots of things. So I'm happy to get on here and I can talk to you about what I love doing, which is creating audios for you. One of the things I really enjoy doing, it makes me very happy, it makes me feel creatively fulfilled, and I think you like it too, so let's talk about it. What have we got going on in January? So we're third of the way through. Let's go ahead and see what I've posted so far this month, and let me go ahead and go to my Twitter. Where do I have my sketch dice? Did I show you guys that? My, like, posting schedule that I have. I'll put it here, too, for you. As you know me, it's obviously, like, going to change. Never go less, but always go more, where I just start randomly making things and posting them for you every so often. I've posted, I think it's been 2 additional Safe for Work audios to Patreon early access this month, but because I realized there's only 1 Safe for Work audio this month scheduled, so that's not super fun. Let's throw a couple more in there. So I did that Don't Fall Asleep Sleep Aid, and then I did a Girlfriend Keeps You Company While You Play a video game, and the video game I chose was Genshin Impact, just because I know some people that have been playing that recently, and it made its way to my, like, Twitter, advertisement, like, sidebar, like, this has been trending recently, and, like, a bunch of the artists I follow on Twitter are always, like, drawing Genshin characters. I was like, you know what, let's do Genshin. I know just enough to be confused about it. And then after that I also recorded another, like, it doesn't specifically call out Genshin Impact as much as the Safe for Work one I did, but it is a let me grind on you while you grind on that audio, and that's coming at you in May. But I recorded that. It's sort of like similar along the same veins, where it's in this one I'm imitating the moans that some characters make when they're climbing mountains in some of the languages. pretty moany. So I did that while sitting on your lap, and it was a good time. But that's coming to you in May, so let's not really bother talking about that. Let's talk about what's coming to you in the rest of January, you know? Let's just do that. All right. Next week. Oh my god, next week is a very fun, churchy, I'm a nun, and you're like a sinner audio, and it was very fun to be able to, I came up with this, this line, like, when I was talking to some friends, like, the devil's in your dick and I need to get it out, and I thought about it for a while, and I tried to think about how I could possibly make that something that I could post on Patreon, because, Patreon has certain guidelines that non-consensual content is not allowed. Makes sense. So I did it in a very, like, consensual way. Like, this, the devil is in your dick and you and I both want it out, so let's get it out with a hand job. Like, I'm a helpful nun, but it's like a gentle FDOM and a little bit post-orgasm torture, and it's good stuff. Hand job. And then, like, a little bit of a corruption thing inside there. Then, then we have our first $10 exclusive of the month, which you guys pulled on. You guys chose two from the list I gave you, and the very first one it looked like you chose was going to be the helping you, or getting you to bed and calling you puppy and very sweet and caring. So I got that coming to you next week. Next weekend on the 15th, I got a 4F and a 4M. They're both, like, very sweet, like, actually washing your face and helping you brush your teeth and getting you all cozy and tucked into bed, and then just, you know, like, a little something, and then a sleep aid, a short sleep aid. It's not too long. Because you pulled for the other going to bed and going to sleep audio. So that one, the one that I'll be releasing later this month as the second $10 exclusive is going to be even more of a sleep aid than this one. I'll have it much longer. And that one, I think the sex will be a very much like a quickie thing. Maybe I'll do like a little bit of lick as you go to sleep or something. After that, later in the month, on the 17th, we've got an early access coming out. This one is a fun, like, oh, you're too busy, I'll take care of myself, bored and ignored. And I do the more needy nympho GFE thing that I've been doing recently, and you guys have really been enjoying. I'm so glad that you've really been enjoying. It's I love doing the FDOM stuff. It can be so fun and everything, but sometimes it's nice to do like the needy, like just a little bit F sub, but I don't even think this one I label it F sub because it's not really that. Yeah, that one's good. No, it's not F sub. It's just like needy nympho girlfriend that I do sometimes in these audios. And then the next one is the second exclusive for everybody. So the $5 and the $10 tier. And this one is, really, you think you can fuck me better than I fuck myself? That one is a Strangers to Lovers surprise plumber. Which is something that happened to me right before I recorded that. Like, the reason I recorded that is because I've been having, I had issues in my house months ago, and I needed to have a plumber come so he could look at a pipe to possibly move it so that I could get my AC to work. And turns out, no. I went through the whole thing, had them move the pipe for me, still couldn't figure out how to get my AC hooked up. So I've got a room in my house that doesn't have any air, doesn't have any heat. It's very frustrating. But this plumber just like showed up one day. Like I didn't, because he had been working with the AC folks that I was working with. Like they didn't call me ahead of time, and he was just like, "Yeah, I'm here to look at your pipes." I'm like, "Excuse me?" And I like almost had my toys out. So it was that was embarrassing. So I made audio based on it. Let's see. Oof. Oh, late in the month. We've got two good, like, F-dom ones. So if you missed my F-dom, I don't think I had too much. Let's see. Did I do F-dom early in the month for you? Because I know I had a fair amount of F-dom at the end of last month. No. Okay, yeah. So you'll get your F-dom fix later in the month. I've got a bondage audio where I tie you up and feed you like aphrodisiac, and it's great. And then I've got a one where I give you like permission to be slutty and good stuff. So that's what I have left of January for Patreon. So we still have got two exclusives for the $10 tier, one exclusive for the $5 tier. So three more Patreon exclusives to go there, and a bunch more early access. So lots of good things. I hope you like what I've been doing so far in the month. I had a lot of fun with the Girlfriend Keeps You Company While You Game Safe for Work audio. I was very silly in that one. I was very, very silly. Slightly annoying, maybe. I had the zoomies, basically, in it. And I hope you liked that. It was fun for me. But what I also want to talk to you about, I've been thinking. So this January month for my $10 tier is a month without a theme. So we were just going to do the two polled audios. And it's interesting that you polled for two sleep aids. So it's the theme is sleep aids, I guess. But next month, I have an idea of something I may want to try out for you guys. And the idea is a sort of not really a choose your own adventure, but a pull your own adventure, where I create a beginning of a story and I pull you on what you want to happen next, and then that thing happens, and then I pull you again on what you want to happen next, and that thing happens, and then I pull you again on what you want to happen next, and that thing happens. And it might be like a meet cute, or it might be like a roommates thing, or it could be like a friends to lovers, enemies to lovers. I don't know. We gotta figure this shit out. But I thought that would be a really fun $10 tier thing where it's you guys help me choose what happens next at the $10 tier, and then maybe like the final conclusion can be exclusive for your tier, but the other audios will be eventually released to the public. I think that would be fun. I really do think that would be fun, and I think I might do it as a sort of weekly installment. I don't know how you feel about this. Might be a lot for me, because as you know, I like to pre-record so that I don't feel intense pressure to record. So we'll see what we think about it. Let me know what you think about it. Would you enjoy like a choose your own adventure where there's the benefit you get of being at the $10 tier is being able to follow it along as it's going along and evolving, and then helping make the choices and then getting the finale. Would that be something that you're interested in, or would you, do you feel like, what am I saying? Or do you, would you rather the two additional exclusive audios? Tell me. I might also, I don't know. It depends. The audios may stay exclusive to your tier, because I'm not thinking that I might make them in a way that isn't super. This one still needs some old mulling around in my little head brain for it. It might be like an exclusive short series. That might be a smart, yeah. Yeah, I think I might do that. Yeah, so for the $10 tier, I think next month it might be an exclusive short series that you get to, like, help me create. I like that a lot. And then I might do a little, like, teaser where I compile maybe the first two episodes together. We'll see what makes sense to do it. And that's also, if you even like the idea, do you like the idea of, like, helping not narrate, but, like, helping choose what happens? Like, do we go on a date? Do we go to the library? Do we get in a fight? Do we have sex? Probably every episode, right? Maybe. I don't know. If I can shoehorn sex in there, I will. Yeah. But the other $10 exclusive, yeah, that's going to be a sleep aid as well. I got a lot of things I'm bouncing around in my head. I'm really excited for the new year. I'm really happy to have you here with me. I'm currently recorded out to May. So you can expect my usual schedule. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something posted. Reddit at least once a week. And Reddit sometimes twice a week. Patreon at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, as well. So you can expect to hear from me every week until May, which is, I like being able to promise that to you. I really do. I feel like that's an important thing for me, having this, having you guys here to be able to tell you and promise you I've got stuff for you. Don't worry, I've got you until May, I promise you, sort of thing. I hope that's something that you enjoy me doing too, because it helps us have this sort of trust that I'll continue to create content that you will enjoy, even if I have a bad month or a bad week where something in my personal life happens or something in my other job happens where I need to spend more time on that, where you can trust I'll give you content. I don't know. I think it's a nice promise to give you in my mind. I understand sometimes it might feel overwhelming. Yeah, the amount of content I create, and I hope you never feel like that. It's more so than a promise than a, like, force you to listen. It's saying, hey, you can listen to this if you want, and it's coming to you if you want to listen to it. If you don't want to listen to it, that's, you know, just your opinion, man. But I got to figure out what I want to record, today. I think I might try and record this afternoon. I've got a few things on my to record list. I've got that sex, then a sleep aid. I've got something that I'm thinking about for with water sports. I don't know if you guys know what water sports are, but it's pee, basically pee, piss kink. It can come in many different flavors. So I might, I'm thinking, I've got an idea for an FRF, for that one. And then I've got a little idea for like a puppy girl for that one too. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm excited. I'm participating and helping, create a space in, GWA, Script Guild, Audible, and Backstage for more kink exploration in audios. And this month is foot fetish, so I did that foot job audio that you may have listened to for that. And next month is water sports, so I want to make at least one water sport audio for that. And there's one audio that I listened to with water sports, and it was a F4M audio where she like couldn't hold it. And it was very good. It was a very good audio. I was like, dang, this is a good audio. And I don't know. I kind of like the idea of being on the instigator side for that, for an F4F. And then the puppy house training audio idea where it's, I'm a puppy girl and you're trying to house train me and I'm doing a bad job at it. So one like fairly average scenario and then one little bit of a fantasy scenario. I thought that would be fun. I've got some other things on my to record list. I've got something I added the other day, Be a Good Boy and Swallow It, an F for M, Snowballing Blowjob. Then I've got, I've got another, like, I just need you to fuck me to sleep, turns into like a reverse sleep aid idea in there. Then I've got, I just want to be a pretty toy slash I just want slash make me into your pretty toy or use me like your pretty toy. Oh, this is cute. Okay. This one is F for F. So I've got use me like your pretty toy F for M and F for F make me into your pretty toy. The trope of those two women and one of them is on top of the other woman and she's putting makeup on her. I want to make that into an audio. there was a line that I really liked in a movie that I watched recently and it was, it looks like you're married, so you'll have to start this. And I was thinking about doing an audio based off of that. And then, one, you have to be my good girl. You have to be my good girl slash boy and ask for what you want. Like, very similar to my permission to be slutty audio that is coming out later this month, but a little bit different. And then the last thing I have on my to record, list was mostly a joke, but it might be an audio. And it was the Pope says we have to breed. And it was based on how the Pope was trending on Twitter the other day, and it was like he was saying that people who have dogs are selfish and they're not going with God's plan. It was just basically like the Pope's like, there's not enough Catholics, guys. So I was like, oh, the Pope says we have to breed. It's going to be is a little vague audio idea I have. I don't know. I don't know what I want to record. I definitely, like, the first thing I have to record is the sex and a sleep aid, because that's the thing that's coming the most soonest. Then I think I want to do some of the water sports. Then I don't know. I kind of really like the Be a Good Boy and Swallow It. And the Pope says we have to, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. know. You tell me. What do you think? Do you like these lists? Are they interesting? What do you think of water sports? Are you like dungarees? Please do not. Or are you like, yes, I want to listen to that? Tell me. If you don't feel comfortable commenting, you are welcome to my DMs. You can share your thoughts in my DMs. About the choose your own adventure, about these audio ideas that I have, about water sports, about how you feel about me having content scheduled out to May. Tell me how you feel if you want to. If you don't want to, if you're just like, dungarees, listen, I'm just listening to you. I just got back to work. I don't know what the heck you're going on about. I'm trying to get my reports done. I feel you. I feel that. So my coffee is kicking in. I'm feeling hyped. I'm feeling my zoomies coming in. I need to record. Okay. So I'm going to say goodbye to you for now. And I will talk to you later in the month. Bye.